Hospice Aurelia and Mariposa House Hospice continue their series with the third in a three-part series. This article focuses on what it is like to be at the helm of an organization providing hospice palliative care. To read part one of the series, click here. To read part two, click here. Hospice Aurelia and Mariposa House Hospice are in a unique position as they both serve the same catchment area, while providing different programs at a variety of stages in a client's journey. It is not uncommon for a client to go from receiving support through Hospice Aurelia's visiting volunteer program, move to Mariposa House Hospice to utilize their residential hospice services during their final days, and then their loved ones may return to Hospice Aurelia for grief support. While they are separate organizations, they often work together to complete the continuum of care for a client and their family members. We caught up with Annalise Stenekes, Executive Director of Mariposa House Hospice, and Whitney Vowles, Executive Director of Hospice Aurelia, to discuss how the organizations fit in the community. Why did you choose to work in hospice palliative care? Annalise, as I originally started out as a volunteer, and it was through this experience that I was immediately drawn to working in the field. Having the ability to connect with people who were going through this phase of their life was something that really showed me what I was meant to do. As the years went on, employment opportunities presented themselves, which I accepted, and as I did, the various positions helped me grow and deepen my passion for hospice palliative care. Whitney, WV, many years ago, after losing a loved one, I realized how important it is to have exceptional care and support after a life-limiting diagnosis, not only for patients, but for their loved ones as well. I knew hospice palliative care had become important to me, and I wanted to be part of an organization that not only provided care and support related to death, dying, and bereavement, but one that was able to make a difference to those going through those experiences while being able to focus on what's important to them. How do you feel about the difference your organization makes for its clients? As for Mariposa House Hospice, I think the difference is multifaceted. There is a positive impact for residents as well as the family, friends, and caregivers. When a resident arrives, the difference is seen almost immediately as they settle into the home-like setting where they have access to care 24/7 and can continue to welcome visitors. For the caregiver, it's about not having to worry about running a home and administering care to their loved one. It makes me proud to know we are providing the residents and their loved ones with an environment where they are able to soak up whatever time they have left with each other. WV. I am grateful that we are able to be part of their journey and help make a difference in their lives and the lives of their families. At Hospice Aurelia, we want people to be able to have the best quality of life, right to their final days, and knowing we've made a positive impact in their care is so meaningful. It's a true gift to know that we're also able to help people cope with loss through our grief and bereavement programs. When you know you're helping to improve someone's difficult journey at a point when it's most precious is life-changing. How do you feel about the difference your organization makes for its clients? As for Mariposa House Hospice, I think the difference is multifaceted. There is a positive impact for residents as well as the family, friends, and caregivers. When a resident arrives, the difference is seen almost immediately as they settle into the home-like setting where they have access to care 24/7 and can continue to welcome visitors. For the caregiver, it's about not having to worry about running a home and administering care to their loved one. It makes me proud to know we are providing the residents and their loved ones with an environment where they are able to soak up whatever time they have left with each other. WV. I am grateful that we are able to be part of their journey and help make a difference in their lives and the lives of their families. At Hospice Aurelia, we want people to be able to have the best quality of life, right to their final days, and knowing we've made a positive impact in their care is so meaningful. It's a true gift to know that we're also able to help people cope with loss through our grief and bereavement programs. When you know you're helping to improve someone's difficult journey at a point when it's most precious is life-changing. Annalise, what is something you want people to know about Mariposa House Hospice? As, that volunteers make it possible for us to do what we do. We rely on volunteer engagement inside the house, on the grounds, and with fundraising or administrative tasks. Without them, we would really be stuck. Our volunteers do more than just donate their time. By providing support to Mariposa House Hospice, they are ensuring that we are able to keep our operating costs as low as possible. having individuals volunteer their time at the reception desk, in the kitchen or in the gardens, or organizing our events allows us to keep our staffing model lean and to focus our fundraising efforts. Having volunteers helping us in so many different ways also plays a big role in creating a friendly, welcoming culture. How about you, Whitney? What is something you want people to know about Hospice Aurelia? WV. That we offer practical, emotional and spiritual support to those in our community coping with advanced illness, death and bereavement. Not only do we provide ongoing support from the time of someone's diagnosis, but we also provide bereavement support after a death. We know that sometimes living with an illness means that your life gets turned upside down, financially, socially, and spiritually. We, along with our dedicated volunteers, want to help you through these challenging changes so that you can have the best life possible. What is a common misconception that you would like to clear up? As, the main misconception is that we are fully funded. Like other hospice organizations, we are only partially funded and rely on community support. The services we provide include healthcare, but they extend beyond health to include social care as well. We provide a holistic style of care, where we try to address a variety of domains, making hospice organizations multifaceted. We need the community to believe in what we do and to continue to provide financial support. WV. Like Mariposa House Hospice, Hospice Aurelia is only partially funded. In addition to the financial support we receive from the community, we rely on the generosity of our volunteers. By donating their time, volunteers are providing a cost-effective way for us to provide programs within the community. The hours provided by our volunteers assist us with more than just their time, they are lending their shoulders and hearts to our clients who are in need of support. People often think that hospice palliative care is only an option when there's nothing more that can be done. Nothing could be further from the truth. Hospice palliative care is about living well, making sure that your pain and your symptoms are managed, while encouraging you to focus on the things that really matter, whatever that may be for you. At Hospice Aurelia, it's about making sure that caregivers are supported, so that they can live well too. It's about helping people with their grief, so that they can experience life after loss. When is the proper time for people to connect with your organization for support? As, while people use residential hospice care at the end of life, which is typically the final weeks or days of one's life, we suggest that an individual speak with their home and community care coordinator as soon as possible to be considered for residential hospice care when the time comes. By filling out the paperwork, you will be on a referral list and will be monitored to see if you want, need to come in. It is best to have this plan in place prior to being at the point of crisis. The challenge for all residential hospices is that there is no guarantee that a bed will be available when needed. If you are on the referral list, there is a better chance that we can get the timing right. It's important for people to know that this would be a backup plan and it does not mean you absolutely must go into a residential hospice, you can always change your mind. WV, for Hospice Aurelia, it is all dependent on what type of support people need. If someone has been diagnosed with a life-limiting illness, we offer a plethora of programs and services to not only assist them, but their loved ones as well. We also assist those needing bereavement support that may not be related to losing someone due to a life-limiting illness. Each one of our programs has a different focus, and has been designed to help individuals, friends and family members in different ways. The best recommendation on timing is to reach out as soon as possible and our team will help to create a plan for support that best suits your needs. Finally, the question everyone would like to know about but may feel awkward talking about it, is there a cost for support? As, no, but we are only partially funded by the provincial government and we do gratefully accept memorial donations, donation of shares, monthly donations as well as contributions to the annual hike for hospice, a partnership with Hospice Aurelia, WV. While there is no cost for the community to access the programs provided through Hospice Aurelia, there is a cost to keep the programs running, which is why we rely so heavily on the generous donations from the community. Thank you to Annalise and Whitney for helping to shed some light on what it is like to be at the helm of a hospice palliative care organization. Our community is lucky to have you both on our side during some of the most difficult stages in our journeys. Hospice palliative care is something that people only tend to think about once they are in need of end-of-life care. We hope that this series has provided our readers with some insight of how both Hospice Orillia and Mariposa House Hospice serve the community of Orillia and surrounding areas not only at end of life but well before as well as after through grief and bereavement support. While they may provide different services to the community, one thing is for sure, both organizations are integral parts of our community. Remember, as partially funded organizations that rely on community support, there are plenty of ways you can help ensure hospice palliative care and bereavement support remain available and accessible in our community. For information on how you can help, please visit their respective websites, www.hospiceorillia.ca, www.mariposahousehospice.com. Hospice Orillia. Visiting Hospice. Established in 1989, Hospice Orillia offers practical, emotional and spiritual support to those in our community coping with advanced illness, death and bereavement. Our volunteers and staff serve clients and their loved ones of all ages and backgrounds with compassion and respect, while honoring their choices and supporting them through their life journey. Our services are offered to anyone living with a life-limiting illness and/or their friends, family members, and caregivers at the client's home, wherever home is, or at our office location in a private space. Mariposa House Hospice, residential hospice established in 2017 and open for residents in 2021. The goal of Mariposa House Hospice is to honor every moment of life, one person at a time. We provide high-quality end-of-life palliative care, while welcoming and supporting family and friends. Each person receives the care and emotional support they need in a comfortable, safe, home-like environment where a dedicated team of RNs and PSWs is available 24/7. Our residential hospice is supported by a team of volunteers and organizational support staff.